Title: Reference Track Workflow Beginner, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's lock in a workflow that instantly makes your drum and bass tracks sound more on target while you're building them. Because here's the truth. A good reference track is basically a mix compass. It doesn't tell you what sounds to use, but it constantly points you toward the right energy, the right balance, and the right impact. And in D&B, impact is everything. In this lesson, we're going to set up a clean reference track lane in Ableton, level match it so it's a fair comparison, build a super fast A/B toggle so you don't kill your momentum, and then we'll learn how to compare the reference in a way that actually helps you finish drops faster. Let's go! First up, choose the right reference. Keep it simple. Pick one, maybe two tracks max, and make sure they truly match the substyle you're aiming for. If you're going for rolling D&B, you want tight forward drums and a controlled sub. If you're aiming jungle, you'll often have more break emphasis, more air, more grit. If you're going darker or heavier, it's usually res-focused with dense low mids, and that's where mud can creep in. Also, use a high-quality file if you can. WAV or AFF is ideal. A 320 MP3 is acceptable, but don't reference some sketchy rip and then wonder why your top end is weird. Now step 1. Set up the project basics in Ableton. Set your tempo to roughly where you want to land. Modern D&B is usually 172 to 176 BPM. Jungle can vary, maybe 160 up to 174, but pick a target so your session has a center of gravity. Now drag your reference into an audio track and name that track REF. Keep it obvious. You want this to feel like part of your template, not something you add later. Click the clip and decide what you want from warping. If you want to sync and loop sections tightly, turn warp on. For full mixes, set warp mode to complex or complex pro. If you don't need tight looping and you just want clean playback without any time stretch artifacts, turn warp off. This is a great beginner choice if your tempo already matches closely, or if you're mainly jumping around with the playhead instead of looping microsections. If you do warp, do this carefully because bad warping will literally lie to you about punch and groove. Find the first Riddle downbeat, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. If needed, use warp from here straight to line it up. Cool! Next step is the one most people skip, and it ruins the entire point of referencing. Level matching. Your reference is mastered. It's louder on purpose. If you compare your mix to a mastered track without matching levels, your brain will automatically prefer the louder one. Always. Every time. It's not a skill issue. It's human hearing. So on the REDF track, add Ableton's utility. Pull the gain down. A good starting point is -8 to -12 dB. And you can add a limiter after that if you want as a safety, not as mastering. The limiter is just there so if you accidentally change something and it spikes, you don't get blasted. Now here's the beginner-friendly method to match loudness without getting lost in meters. Loop 8 or 16 bars of your drop. Then find the drop in the reference and loop the same length. Toggle between them and adjust the utility gain on the reference until the perceived loudness feels similar. Notice I said perceived loudness. Don't get hypnotized by the meters. Use your ears first. If the reference feels bigger because it's louder, you haven't level matched yet. When you level match properly, you start hearing real differences like snare crack, substability, and low mid thickness. Now let's make a / B comparison fast. Like, instant. Because referencing that requires menu diving is referencing that won't happen. The simple method, which is perfect for beginners, is to map the mute switch for the REF track. Click the track activator on the REF track, the little speaker icon. Enter MIDI map mode with Ctrl M or Command M. Click that activator, then press a key or a MIDI button you want to use. Exit MIDI map mode. Now you can toggle the reference on and off without thinking. This is huge. It keeps you in music mode. Quick teacher note. Don't /B every 2 seconds while you're writing your idea. Use referencing like a checkpoint. Build for a bit, then check. If you reference constantly, you can second-guess yourself into a creative stall. Next, let's add analysis tools, but we're going to use them in a musical way. You can create a track called Analysis if you want to keep things organized, or just place these on the master temporarily. Add spectrum. Set the block size to 8192 for more detail. Averaging to medium, and adjust the range to something like -72 to -18 dB so you can see the useful stuff. Add utility for mono checks. The quickest mono check is setting width to 0%. In D&B, this matters a lot because if your drop collapses in mono, it often means your width was coming from facey bass or overly wide processing. And you can optionally use tuner, especially for sub. It's simple, but it works. If your sub note is vague and you can't even tell the pitch, that's usually a sign it's either too pure and quiet on smaller systems, or it's getting messed up by processing. Next step, arrangement markers. This is where referencing stops being mix-only and starts becoming finish-the-track energy. Go into arrangement view, play the reference, and drop locators. Intro, build, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2, outro. DNB arrangement is often consistent because it's DJ-friendly. You're not copying the track, you're copying the pacing. There's a difference. A typical rolling structure might be intro for around 32 or 48 seconds, then a 16 or 32 bar drop, then breakdown, then second drop, then an outro that's easy to mix out of. Once you've got locators, you're no longer guessing. You've got a roadmap. Now we get into the most important skill. Comparing in stems, even if you only have full track audio, we're going to do focused listening passes. Drums, then sub and bass, then top end. First, drums. This audio version is shortened for playback.